Now, last week we reported how women who were living in an asylum seeker centre in Clarny were protesting over what they said they were given 24 hours notice to leave their accommodation centre. The protest, the women who live in Park Lodge Direct Provision Centre on Park Road said they were just given 24 hours notice that they would be moved to other centres in Clarny and Tralee. And they claimed that the International Protection Accommodation Service usually provides a week's notice. Well, we spoke to one of the women, Nobo Dube, who's a resident of Park Lodge. She says the women are continuing to refuse to move to Atlas House in Clarny. And now what the situation for these women who are objecting to being moved is that they have been asylum seekers who have been granted asylum. So they now have status to stay and remain here in Ireland. This is Nobo Dube, who spoke to me earlier.
Originally, we were 40 and 25 of the women left and 15 were left.
And you're part of the 15, obviously.
Yes, I'm part of the 15. The day before yesterday, we received letters saying that people with anyone with status would be going to Atlas House.
And is that in Tralee or Killarney?
In Killarney.
Now, when we talk about status, we're referring to people who've sought asylum in Ireland and they've been granted asylum seeker status, which means that they can stay in this country. They can now effectively enjoy full entitlements here living in this country. Are you? Yes. Have you been granted asylum seeker status?
Yes, I have. And we've been looking to integrate into the community to be able to find our own accommodation. But it's rather difficult to find accommodation right now at the moment, with most of us going for viewings and never getting called back or never getting housing. So we had hoped they would leave us until we're able to actually find accommodation. But now we're being told that people with status won't be able to be accommodated in Park Lodge, and we're being moved to Atlas House.
And you're not happy with Atlas Lodge? You'd rather remain in Park Lodge at the moment?
Yes.
Have you been in to see Atlas Lodge? Atlas House, I should say.
Yes, we've been in to see Atlas House, and the girls, most of the girls that were moved there, some are sharing a room of 8, and it's one. They have one common bathroom amongst 12 people, which is quite unsanitary.
And may I ask you, Nobu, are all the women who remain in Park Lodge in Clarny, have all the women been granted status, as in they've been given asylum seeker status?
No, about 6 of us have been granted status and the other 6 haven't.
And your argument is that, in your opinion, the International Protection Accommodation Services, which is under the Department of Integration, you're saying your argument is that they haven't provided any assistance to people like yourself who've been granted asylum seeker status in making sure there's a smooth transition from direct provision, which Park Lodge is, and indeed Atlas House is, to living independently, as in finding a place to rent and live by yourselves. You're saying you're not happy with that?
No, we're not happy with that, because it's not like we love staying in the accommodation. We'd like to move and start our own life. Right now, most of us will then move out and get rooms that aren't so good just because we don't have accommodation at the moment.
Now, when we were in contact, Nobu, with the International Protection Accommodation Services last week, they said that there's been a sharp increase in the number of people coming to Ireland seeking international protection from all parts of the world, including people arriving due to the Ukrainian crisis. And they say it's been necessary as a result to move some residents in centres such as Park Lodge in Killarney to alternative locations. And they're saying that they're trying to help people who've been given asylum seeker status. They're trying to help them make their transition out of IPAS, a direct provision accommodation, and into the community, with the help of IPAS and from organisations, local non-governmental organisations. What would you say to that? They're doing their best, but these are unprecedented times.
I understand that there's a crisis, and we're really appreciative to have a place to stay at the moment. However, we feel like IPAS could have communicated with us, because ladies have been moved into Park Lodge. We are not any different from the ladies that have been moved into Park Lodge. They've just made them share rooms by three. They could have communicated with us and asked us, could we create space in your room to accommodate one more person? Because we're not any different from the people that have been moved into Park Lodge. The only difference is we have status. Those same people who are staying in Park Lodge are going to get status. At the same time, they're saying we're going to have a smooth transition when we move out of Park Lodge into Atlas House. It's already hard as it is to get accommodation out there. We don't know, some of us don't even know how long we're going to stay in Atlas House, be a month or to a year, up until we get accommodation. We don't know, as most of us are looking for accommodation at the moment. So I believe that they could have let us stay. They could have allowed us to create space for other women we're coming in, because we're not any different from the women that are staying in Park Lodge. We're just the same.
So you're saying that the women who are coming into Park Lodge, new asylum seekers, am I correct, that you're in the same position as those women? It's just the case that you've been granted status, asylum seeker status. You're saying as well, am I right, that if any of you and your friends who've tried to look for accommodation in the private rental sector, you've had no success. Is that correct?
Yes, we've had no success. We've gone for viewings and we haven't had any success at the moment.
So for the moment, even though you're meant to move to another place, are you and the others going to stay put in Park Lodge, saying, look, we're not going to be moved from here?
Yes, we are saying that we're not going to move.
And that's Nobo Dube speaking to me earlier as they continue their opposition to be moved from Park Lodge Asylum Seeker Centre, Direct Provision Centre in Killarney. Again, as you heard there, the impact of the housing shortage. Nobu and a number of other women living in Park Lodge have been granted asylum seeker status, i.e. status, so they can stay in this country now, but they're finding it very hard to get accommodation, to find somewhere to live.